Bill and Lou are a pair of oxen at Green Mountain College. This is a small school in Vermont, which puts a lot of emphasis on sustainable living. The two oxen have lived on the campus for years and are beloved by the community. But now, the school is planning to serve them up in the dining hall, which has, as you might imagine, touched off a moral debate. Nina Keck reports.
For a decade, Bill and Lou were a daily sight working the campus farm.
Come haul, Bill. Haw. 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 Good boy. Ho haw. Ho haw. Good boy.
But earlier this year, yeah, Lou stepped in a gopher hole and injured his leg. Ben Doobie, a member of the farm staff, squats down in the pasture where Lou and Bill now graze in the afternoon sun.
See the swelling there? He's injured on his rear hock, which is kind of like the knee, but in the back.
Lou's injury hasn't gotten better. And since oxen work as a team, the 11-year-old pair was retired. Bill stretches his head up to be scratched under his chin.
He is so beautiful. He is.
Bill and Lou's big brown eyes, their curving horns and gentle but massive girth have made them minor celebrities on campus and beyond. Many say that's what makes it so hard to believe that the college wants to slaughter and eat them. Miriam Jones is co-founder of Vine, an animal sanctuary in Springfield, Vermont.
These two individuals have become veritable mascots for this school. They are the profile picture on the farm's Facebook page.
A petition to save Bill and Lou on Facebook has attracted over 30,000 signatures from all over the world. Vine offered to take Bill and Lou to live at the sanctuary for free. Vine's Patrice Jones says they were stunned when the college said no and cited sustainability as one of its reasons.
We do not believe that the way to conserve resources is to kill the elderly and disabled, to prevent them from using up resources because they're not useful anymore. We just ethically find that repugnant.
We've been very clear since the beginning that this wasn't going to be a petting zoo. It was going to be a sustainable farm operation.
Philip Ackerman Leist heads Green Mountain College's Farm and Food Project. He says 70% of the students eat meat, but 12 years ago, when the college began developing its sustainable farm program, vegetarian students specifically asked that livestock be included to confront the realities of eating meat. Ackerman Leist says this debate goes way beyond Bill and Lou, and faculty and students have spent a lot of time discussing it.
It's something I think about a lot. I actually have about 50 head of cattle at home. You know, most of them have names. I interact with them on a daily basis. It's always a hard decision as a farmer, in my view, to say it's time for an animal to go to slaughter.
This is Gus. He's actually for sale right now. Otherwise, he might be sent off to market as well.
Andrea Jakes is a junior who plans to study veterinary medicine. She says she agrees with the decision to slaughter Bill and Lou and says she's been surprised at the backlash from people off campus.
Most of the students here understand why things are the way that they are.
College officials say meat from the oxen will provide the school with over a month's worth of hamburger. Jake says it's silly not to use it.
I don't choose to eat hamburger necessarily, but if I was, this would be the one that I would want to eat because I know that they had a great life compared to some hamburger that you get, which may not have had the best life.
She says if people think there's something wrong with that, they may want to reconsider their food choices. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.